I haven't really woken up. Oh, until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Nothing gets the morning going like the first sip of an iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Welcome to the Animation for Adults podcast. My name is Evan Vernon, here with another addition to our interview series. We've had some exciting guests this year, and today is no exception. I'm joined now by Dave Stewart and Will Carsola. If those names sound familiar, I wouldn't be surprised. Will and Dave are widely recognized for creating Mr. Pickles, a shocking but comical show about a demonic, homicidal dog and his antics in the city of Old Town. Mr. Pickles enjoyed a four-season run before its eventual conclusion in 2019, but by then the show was so popular that it inspired Will and Dave to create a spin-off series, Mama Named Me Sheriff. Set in Old Town and featuring much of Mr. Pickles' original cast, the show follows its titular hero, known only as Sheriff, as he goes on one hilarious misadventure after another. Joined by his trusty dispatcher and newly appointed deputy, Stanley Goodman, Sheriff must keep order in a town that rarely sees a normal day. Mama Named Me Sheriff has been a big hit on Adult Swim and is slated for its second season this February. Today, Will and Dave have agreed to talk about the show and share a bit about their careers. Will, Dave, thank you for being here. I'd like to kick things off with a more general question. How did you get into the entertainment industry, and what drew you to writing and directing animation?
Well, Will and I started making videos and stuff early on. We actually kind of started out with a t-shirt company that we made a DVD for to promote the brand. And then Will and I became obsessed with making videos. Will always directed the videos and, you know, early on Mr. Pickles and everything he directed too. You know, it was kind of a very zigzaggy road, but yeah, it's kind of how we got our start.
Yeah. I was a painting major in college, so I have an art background, and then met Dave and we started making videos. And then I decided to drop out of college because I could teach myself everything I needed to know as far as, you know, painting goes or learning how to edit and things like that. At the time, at least, that's how it was. So I dropped out and we just started making videos, and every once in a while I'd do a little animation. I'd do it with a mouse, actually, which is crazy looking back. I don't know how I did that. I would draw out with a mouse, which is crazy. But and then, yeah, we were mostly focused on live action, and then somewhere down the road, it just kind of switched over to animation. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you guys kind of giving us a brief overview there. I'd like to go ahead and talk about the show here. So Mama Named Me Sheriff is a spinoff series for all those listening in. If you haven't seen Mr. Pickles, it's a hilarious and very disturbing comedy about a homicidal dog who belongs to the Goodman family. And the Goodman family is kind of... they're in the same universe as the players in Mama Named Me Sheriff, but the focus isn't on them or Mr. Pickles. It's on Sheriff. So Will, David, I'll pose the same question to both of you. What inspired this kind of spinoff, and why focus specifically on Sheriff as kind of your main character?
Well, there's a million ways to maybe answer that question, but I would probably just say that we love Mr. Pickles. But we wanted to try letting another character take the limelight for a little bit. And Sheriff seemed to be a favorite, one of the favorites of a lot of fans. I have a lot of fun doing Sheriff's voice. And we thought that Sheriff was a good character to focus on because since he's the sheriff of the town, through him, we can better know a lot of the other Old Town residents. Mm-hmm. So he seemed like a good kind of vehicle to explore everybody. You know, in a way, it's kind of like the same show, just with more focus on Sheriff.
Yeah, I think Sheriff was the obvious person to spin off for a long time, too. He definitely was like a fan favorite. And in the writer's room, he became like one of the favorite people for us to write to. Sheriff's like so fun and loving. Mm-hmm. And he's also kind of he's like a fun-loving idiot, but he's not too much of an idiot. So we could do anything with Sheriff. We could really go and put him in any situation and make it work in the ways that we wanted to work.
Yeah, he is very good natured. There, as idiotic as Sheriff is, there's something very endearing about him that makes the story kind of precious in a way. I guess having seen season one,
idiotic. I'm not idiotic. I'm smartiotic.
that's a better way to put it. Yeah, I think the kind of a dynamic between Sheriff and Deputy Goodman is really interesting. Goodman seems to be kind of one of the more practical characters in the show. Were you guys kind of actively considering a worthy sidekick when you chose like Goodman?
Actually, we were trying to come up with, I mean, when we were developing Mom and Name Me Sheriff, Goodman wasn't the deputy right away. Mm-hmm. Actually, Goodman becoming the deputy was actually Mike Lazo's suggestion. And then as soon as he said that, it kind of clicked. Oh yeah, Goodman is the perfect guy to be the opposite of Sheriff at the station.
It's almost like good cop, bad cop.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I mean, good's in his name too. so yeah, he seemed like the perfect guy, and it's been kind of, you know, it's been fun developing him differently. Now he's outside of his old job that was in Mr. Pickles, and now he's given a new role, and he's starting to grow a lot more, which is nice.
Yeah. I've seen quite a bit of Mr. Pickles, and Goodman was probably one of my favorite characters. So personally, it's been kind of nice seeing that camaraderie between him and Sheriff, and just seeing more of the two, right? Because Sheriff's. Yeah. No, go ahead, Will.
Dispatch. You know, we needed a dispatch, and like, trying to figure out what this character needed to be like. We just, again, you know, after making Goodman the deputy, looked at the characters we already have. We have so many characters. And then we have, in the writer's room, we have pictures of all the characters on the wall. And it was like, boom, newspaper boy. He's our guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dave does the voice of Dispatch.
Yeah, I think the trio, it was good to actually throw another person in the mix, just even for like office banter and just adding to their whole dynamic.
Yeah, they really do kind of, beyond just Goodman and Sheriff himself, the whole trio, you know, Dispatch is kind of involved there. They have such great chemistry because their personalities are so strong, and they kind of bring their own brand of humor to the show. That kind of leads me into my next question. You both, you know, created and wrote the series, but you were voice actors. So, you know, David, you mentioned voicing Dispatch, and you've done several other characters. I was hoping maybe you could tell us just a little bit about your experiences, you know, as a voice actor. And then Will, I'd like to kind of ask you specifically about Sheriff, our main character.
Experiences. I mean, you know, before the show, I think we'd done one other animated thing that was like on TV aside from projects. So we hadn't really done a ton of voice acting. Mm-hmm. And I do remember when Will and I started doing voices for the show, and especially during the Mr. Pickles day, because we kill so many people off, we were having to do, I think, over almost 100 voices or something, like the first season or the first, between the first two, between us each. And we just kind of, we really grew to it quickly. I think even early on, it might've been Mike Lazo, who was very surprised at both of us. He was like, oh, you guys are good voice actors too. You guys do a really good job. It's just something Will and I fell into, but I think it comes from we had such a heavy background in sketch comedy, and Will and I both just always loved playing different characters, even when we did sketches. So it was kind of an easy shoe in transitioning into animation.
Yeah. I mean, you can tell that sketch comedy background like directly translates into your performances, because, you know, watching the series, I wouldn't know that this was, you know, your first time voice acting, because it sounds great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Will, I've already said this, but can you just tell us about Sheriff's voice? It sounds so hilarious. Was this something you just kind of experimented with until you kind of perfected it?
Well, you know, when after we wrote the pilot, which was like 2012, we had all these characters. Obviously, Sheriff was one of them. Dave and I just took a tape recorder and just taped ourselves experimenting with all the different voices. And like right away, we knew Dave was Linda. Dave was going to do Floyd. And then it was just kind of the same thing with my sheriff, who kind of at the time, all I had was like a little bit of shh in his voice. You know, I just add a little shh and then a little after you say something. And he, like with all voices in the pilot and then the first season, we tried to kind of keep the same voice that we had done in the pilot, but then there's a point where you begin forcing it a little bit, and then you need to kind of just let go and then go with what's natural. So if you look at the first pilot, Sheriff's voice is actually different. I mean, it's in the same realm. He has the same shh and everything is shush, but it's kind of turned into its own thing. And now with Sheriff, it's weird. I kind of like, it's like I have a second brain with Sheriff. Like I can jump out of my brain into Sheriff's brain and know exactly what he would do.
Yeah, absolutely. I know we're running just a little short on time here, so I got two questions left for you guys. I'd like you to tell me just a little bit about your brand of comedy and where that came from, because having seen Mr. Pickles and having seen Mama Mamie Sheriff, we're looking at comedy that's very fast-paced. Its hilarity is kind of derived from its darkness and sometimes its absurdity. It's really unlike anything out there. So where did that come from? Did that kind of start with your sketch comedy routines, or was this kind of uniquely engineered when you guys made the show?
I think it comes from DIY, our DIY background. And that, you know, we started making stuff in Richmond, and we were the only people doing anything like this, whether it was animation or live action. And so we kind of just working with each other. All we had was each other to bounce things off of.
Like, very alone.
Mr. Show for a reference. You know, we loved Mr. Show as far as sketch comedy, but we didn't know anybody, you know, making sketch comedy or animation, so we kind of just grew it on our own and a weird.
And we weren't influenced by really much either at the time. I think out here there's a lot of people doing stuff and in groups, you know, there's even things like UCB and like these comedy groups, they kind of start to reflect each other a little bit, but Will and I were just like these kind of like two weirdo dudes from Richmond making stuff completely on our own. And yeah, we were just in our own world with it. And I think that's why we ended up just making our own brand that stood out on its own. No one could really influence it.
Yeah. And we really look forward to seeing what else you guys have to offer us, which leads into my last question here. You know, we have season two of Mama Mamie Sheriff making its debut very soon. Can't betray any spoilers, but I would like to ask both of you if you could give viewers a number one reason or the number one reason to watch season two of Mama Mamie Sheriff, what would it be?
I would say that there's in one episode, one of the moments I like from this season is when Sheriff is trying to kill a roach and the roach leads him to a crime scene. So with Sheriff's logic, he thinks that the roach helped him crack a crime or a case. So he hires the cockroach as his new deputy, which infuriates Goodman. And so now Goodman and this cockroach with a little deputy hat on are enemies. Sheriff and the roach are working together.
Insect man rivalry going on there.
Yeah. What else?
I think there's just a lot of growth with all the characters too, and like the dynamics of working with each other. We've kind of used to veer off a lot with new characters and explore them, but now we're really exploring the characters themselves and with each other, like working with each other. So we're really seeing the world grow inside of itself, which is
We really wanted to. Sorry, go ahead.
No, just something that we always had talked about doing, but Will and I would get so excited to make new characters. But now that we're really turning the show inward, I think it's finding a whole new growth in like the direction of everything. It's becoming a lot bigger inside of itself.
Yeah, we really wanted to show Sheriff, Goodman, and Dispatch as a team more this season to grow their kind of working relationships. And that's the thing I'm most excited about in this season.
kind of developing that chemistry between the kind of the core trio right there.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's a roach too in one episode.
Yeah.
And the roach. We can't forget about the roach. Yeah. Well, I'm sure I speak for everyone, Will and David, when I say I really look forward to this next season here. Look forward to learning more about the classic trio as well as the roach. Thank you so much for your time. For all those listening in right now, if you'd like to see season 2 of Mama Named Me Sheriff, it's going to make its debut on Sunday, February 14th at midnight Eastern Time. Again, that's Sunday, February 14th at midnight Eastern Time. It's going to be on Adult Swim. In the meantime, you can always check out season 1 of Mama Named Me Sheriff as well as Mr. Pickles on Hulu. David, Will, can't thank you guys enough for your time. Anything else you'd like to say before we wrap up here?
Just, you know, check out the new season. I think our fans are going to enjoy the new growth of everything. It won't disappoint.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Great form of comedy. Really look forward to it. Thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Now, breaking news from migraine sufferer Whoopi Goldberg about Nurtec ODT Remegipant 75 milligrams.
I got big news. Now Nurtec ODT is the first and only medication proven to treat and prevent migraines. This is big time.
Don't take if allergic to Nurtec ODT. The most common side effects were nausea, stomach pain, and indigestion. For important safety information, prescribing information, and patient information, visit Nurtec.com. Ask your doctor about Nurtec today.
Nurtec, baby.
At Busch Gardens Christmastown, rekindle the spirit of holiday traditions for you and your family. Delight in the wonder of over 10 million twinkling lights. Cherish the moments as you enjoy new holiday shows and visit Santa and Rudolph. And immerse yourself in a world transformed by the season at the world's most beautiful theme park. The holidays shine brightest at Busch Gardens Christmastown. Select dates through January 2nd. Right now, it's the best deal of the season. Save over 50% with tickets as low as $24.99. Restrictions apply.